Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
You're listening to Kaya Biz. When we started the show, I told you that we will be speaking to a representative of MTN Zakhele Futhi. If you're not familiar with it, it is a Black Economic Empowerment Investment Scheme. This is one of the ways within which big companies in South Africa, typically listed entities, have found ways of ensuring that ordinary South Africans, you and I, at a discounted rate, can actually purchase a stake within these big businesses. In other words, you are a shareholder, you have equity within the business, and as a result, whatever operational outcomes, profits, losses, shifts within the share prices and movements there will also play an influence on the returns that you get. Tonight we are speaking to Belinda Mapongwana, the chairperson of MTN Zakhele Futhi, to give us some insight into the winding down of this BEE structure. Belinda, thank you so much for your time and welcome to the show, ma'am.
Thank you very much, Kuku. Welcome to your listeners.
Thank you. Before we get into the performance and the rewards and the outcomes, because that's where a lot of the focus of the conversation will likely be, especially on the back of the interest from our listeners, I do think it is critical for us to get a refresher of 9 years of MTN Zakhele Futhi, a key initiative and perhaps the rollover of Zakhele to ensure that many more South Africans could participate in share ownership within MTN. Talk us through that, and of course just how this has also been extended to 9 years versus the initial target.
Thank you very much, Google. So the MTN ZF scheme was launched in 2016, and it was a follow-on from MTN Zakhele. The intention has always been to broaden the South African ownership in MTN. I think, as you mentioned, that the whole point of broad-based BEE was to give the majority of people who would have never had the opportunity to invest in listed entities an opportunity to do so. Mm-hmm. So the scheme was meant to be effective for 8 years with unwind in November 2024. Mm-hmm. What happened then is that as the board, when we looked at the performance of the scheme over the period of 8 years, looking at the time when the scheme would have unwound, shareholders would not have been left with anything. In fact, it would have been a clean loss of their investment.
And maybe we took a decision. Gotcha. Maybe I'll jump in there right now just to add further context as to that loss that would have been experienced. This is because of the direct correlation that MTN Zakhele Futhi has to the MTN group share price, right?
Correct. So the only investment that MTN ZF as a scheme has is the MTN share. So it the performance then of the scheme is only the determining factor is the performance of the MTN share, which, as you know, if you've tracked it over a period, has been very volatile and experienced some geopolitical factors that have impacted it negatively. But at the time, of course, this would not have been foreseen. And that was not the intention. I mean, the way the scheme has performed was never intended. And it was always that when people invest in the share market, they're expecting an upside. Mm-hmm. So that has been one of the key determining factors leading to why we then as a board decided to extend the scheme, and MTN was in agreement and the scheme was extended for another period of 3 years.
And I think it's important that we emphasize that, right? The scheme was extended for another 3 years. We're now in the middle of 2025. Help us understand what led to the decision to actually wind it down now instead of waiting for further time, perhaps, before winding down MTN ZF.
So one of the conditions of the extension was that the board also had the opportunity to look at the performance of the share price and take a decision whether they would unwind the scheme, you know, partial unwind or full unwind based on the performance of the share. Mm-hmm. So what we did then as a board, we said that tracking the performance of the MTN share, and we came to a conclusion that it had a good run. And we decided that we would pull the trigger and unwind the scheme so that at least shareholders would get a return with a bit of an upside. a marginal gain from that 20 rand that they invested in 2016.
Let's talk about that marginal gain. From what I understand, initially, 20 rand was the initial investment that one would have had to make back in 2016, purchasing a minimum of 100 shares. And now, where are we with the payout that investors will be receiving?
So, as at November 2024, when the scheme would have unwound, the shareholders would have left with zero. But where we are now, shareholders will get, on the 28th of July, 20 rand. And, you know, later on, they will get between 2 rand 50 and 3 rand, which is the additional marginal gain that I referred to.
Got you. Many investors and a few of my colleagues, as I spoke to them earlier about this conversation, were essentially frustrated and said, hold on, why would I put my money away for so long and not, you know, see significant value and gain in it? I'm aware that in your position as chairperson, you don't control the share price movements, but I am hoping that you can help us understand, especially for South Africans who have put in their hard-earned money into this investment scheme, to understand the dynamics of the investment, risk and return, and why it is that we see this particular outcome now.
So you are correct, Kuku. There was a different pool of shareholder that invested in the scheme.
Yes.
There would have been the institutional shareholder who is a sophisticated shareholder. There would have been professionals who invested in the scheme, and there would have been those, you know, moms and pops who took their hard-earned money and put it in the scheme, with obviously the intention that the investment in the scheme would earn them, you know, a return, a positive return. And we can't forget, obviously, the people who put together Stokvels, you know, who came together and put in money into investing the scheme. However, as you will know, that when you put money in the share in the share market, mm-hmm. there is always a risk that the performance of the share may not be what you intended to be. Of course, when you put in your money, you track what is the performance of the share historically, but you can never predict what is the performance of the share going forward. And as we had initially advised, that the only investment was the MTN share price. The MTN share price,
yes.
Was, you know, volatile for a number of reasons. One, some of which are geopolitical reasons, challenges that they experienced in jurisdictions that they have a presence, like Nigeria, like the Sudan. Some of these issues issues that could have never been predicted in 2016. Mm-hmm. However, we navigated those issues, and as directors, we then said with MTN and some of the funders, we said then, how do we then ensure that we give some value to the shareholders so that at least they get something? And we then decided to unwind the scheme at a market share where they would at least get their initial investment with some upside, as I mentioned.
100%. Belinda, to keep with that, and thank you for adding so much more clarity and perspective on it. I'm hoping that you'll still respond to this frustration that was raised by one of our listeners a few weeks ago when the first news and headlines of the unwinding of MTN's Akhele Futhi was shared on the show. And they came back to me and they said, but surely the CEO should be blamed for this poor performance. Again, as you said, you know, in a more sophisticated realm of investment, there's an understanding that CEOs don't actually control the share price. That's influenced by the market. But I'm hoping that you can just elaborate further to allay the fears, frustrations and concerns that some investors might have.
That's correct, Kuku. The CEO itself, for example, MTN ZF does not have a CEO.
Yes.
So if you were to say that the MTN CEO then would have to take the blame, I don't think anyone would have foreseen that the MTN share price would perform the way it has performed. Look, I think if you track it, there will have been some strong performance. And MTN itself does, for example, if you look at the structure between MTN and MTN ZF, MTN will always come to our AGMs, including the EGM that approved the scheme, the extension of the scheme, and they would advise our shareholders how MTN has performed.
Mm-hmm.
So you are correct. I mean, the frustration I know that is not misplaced, because when people invest, it is always that they want to have positive returns. But I can promise you that MTN and the MTN CEO, by the way, we've done everything in our power to ensure that shareholders do not leave with zero. And that is what informed the extension, and that is also what informed the decision to take advantage of the upturn in the MTN share price and decide to unwind the scheme.
Got you. And I think that's important for us to emphasize and maybe revisit, because a few weeks from now, we don't know where the share price will be. But I guess that would be speculative behavior if we had to extend.
Absolutely, Gugu, because we are not in control, particularly because both MTN and MTNZF are listed entities.
Yes.
So we cannot speculate, and neither can we manipulate the market to ensure that there's a certain outcome. So the market is actually the determining factor. And as I said, there were many reasons why that impacted the performance of the MTN share.
100%. Belinda, to keep on with the, you know, educational aspect for many who might not be familiar with BEE structures, vendor financing is a critical role as well to essentially boost the funding or the capital that we as Black South African investors require to own a stake within a big JSE listed firm like MTN. Where are we within this transaction now, given the winding down? I'm aware that some of your funders are RMB, APSA and Momentum.
Correct. Our funders are APSA, Momentum and RMB. And what we have had to do, Gugu, when we received the dividend from MTN, even before the unwind of the scheme, what we would do, we would first have to settle our debt that we owe to various funders, mm-hmm. and also to MTN, who has been very instrumental in assisting us. For example, with working capital, we've had then to pay back those loans. We should not forget as well, Gugu, one very important factor that has impacted also the share price of many entities,
yes.
which is COVID.
Yes.
And during COVID, MTN came to support MTNZF so that we could meet our solvency and liquidity obligations, for example. And those funding obligations, MTNZF still had to meet. So it is very important to note that we had that obligation as MTNZF to pay our funders, and also to pay the NVF debt that we owed to MTN as well. You can look at it in your own personal investments, mm-hmm. Gugu. If you take out a loan, the first thing that you do once you've secured some equity or some funding, you
yes.
settle your loan first, and that is exactly what has happened with us in this case.
100%. Belinda, if you can help us understand from the 28th of July, what happens next? If there are investors who are concerned or want to double check if they do have any shares left, want to claim, what processes do they need to follow?
On the 28th of July, we will pay out to 75,000 shareholders
sure.
the 20 rand, and later on, we will pay the marginal gain, which is sitting between 2.50 rand and 3 rand. Shareholders are encouraged to call our call center, the NetBank, and also Singular, and update their bank details. This is very crucial, Gugu,
yes.
that we must make sure that we are paying out to the right people and to the right bank accounts. And I cannot emphasize that anymore. This is something that we've always encouraged it in our AGMs via our website, that shareholders are encouraged to ensure that their banking details are up to date. So that is going to what is going to happen. And then following some rigorous obligations that we have, JSE obligations, mm-hmm. Companies Act, we will then unwind the scheme. I think we are looking towards the end of the year. And if, some regulatory matters come into play, maybe early next year. But that was what was going to happen. Effective 28th of July, we'll pay out, and then we'll start to go into a process where the MTNZF scheme will deregister from the JSE and then eventually unwind.
100%. And this might be an unfair question, but any prospects from the main share that you have in MTN? Are they looking to relaunch yet another investment scheme?
We haven't heard anything with regard to another BEE scheme. However, you know, MTN ZF was a follow-on from Zakhele.
Yes.
But there is no prospect now of creating another BEE entity, so to speak. However, MTN does commit to the policies of BEE, because though that is what is required to do business in South Africa, the form of how they're going to comply with BEE, we're not privy, but there is a commitment from MTN to ensure that they meet its BEE requirements.
100%. Thank you, Belinda. I know that that's a question. I squeezed it in there. I know it's not within your scope of decision making, but it always helps us to respond to the curiosity of us as the Kaya Biz family. Thank you kindly for your time this evening and for taking us on a journey to fully understand the nuances, addressing the concerns of investors, but also understanding the efforts that have been made to make sure that at least, at best, you know, the capital that they had initially invested is what they'll get back, together with between 2 to 3 rand of additional value that will be shared and distributed to shareholders. Thank you again, Belinda.
Thank you very much, Kuku, and thank you to your viewers.
Thank you. Belinda Mapongwana is the chairperson of MTN Zakhele Futhi. Now, as you can tell, this has really been an educational conversation, because I get it. Much of our frustration as investors will be, what? The 20 rand I put in for one share, you know, 9 years ago is still what I'm getting. Again, with value between 2 and 3%. Again, what we need to understand is that any kind of investment comes with risk. The fact that you've been able to get your capital back already does speak to the levels of controls and governance that the team at MTN Zakhele Futhi have put in place to make sure that you're not losing all of your money. As Belinda mentioned, had the scheme wound down between November 2024, essentially you'd be getting nothing back as an investor. And now, with the decision to wind down from the 28th of July, base of your capital investment being 20 rand and additional value of 2 to 3 rand, depending on where the share price will be trading, that too will be what you get. So I think, if anything, again, this is why you do need to be mindful of the investments that you make. Speak to an investment strategist and also understand the fundamentals of how the markets work. That's why we're here as Kaya Biz. Because every time we talk about Trump, regulatory changes as well in markets like Nigeria, the geopolitics between Russia, Ukraine, the Middle East, all of these factors, even the pandemic, when we tell you that it influences the market, shifts and moves certain share prices, we speak to the CEOs about their results, this does play an influence on the performance of your portfolio. And whether you are a BE investor or had gone and bought the shares directly, these are some of the factors that would influence any share price, given the level of volatility that the business or the sector would face. So I'm hoping it provides a lot more clarity, especially to investors who weren't necessarily very familiar with the correlation between BEE schemes, the investment that they have in the main company, and of course, how the main companies themselves operate in a market that is, it has several exogenous factors that are beyond our control. And fundamentally, markets go up, but markets also go down. But good news for investors here, if you do have shares in MTN Zakhele Futhi, do make sure that you can also claim your shares. Expect a payment by the 28th after then, but also do share and update your details, as Belinda has mentioned. Your banking details, that's crucial. That guarantees and ensures that there's a direct way of making sure that you get your investment back. Share your thoughts, share your views, 063-688-0959.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.